When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To me, a motion picture is motion. You know what I mean? You gotta keep the dialogue down to the minimum. Definitely, in the beginning, I had no intention whatsoever that what I was practicing and what I'm still practicing now would lead to this. But martial art has a very, very deep meaning as far as my life is concerned, because as an actor, as a martial artist, as a human being, all these I have learned from martial art. All type of knowledge ultimately means self-knowledge. So therefore, they're coming in to ask me to teach them not so much of how to defend themselves or how to do somebody in. Rather, they want to learn to express themselves through some movement, be it anger, be it determination, or whatsoever. So in other words, what I'm saying in combative form, the art of expressing the human body. It might sound too philosophical, but it's acting or acting unacting. It's a combination of both. I mean, here is the natural instinct and here is control. You are to combine the two in harmony. Not if you have one to the extreme, you will be very unscientific. If you have another to the extreme, you become all of a sudden a mechanical man, no longer a human being. It is a successful combination of both. So therefore, it's not pure naturalness or unnaturalness. The ideal is unnatural naturalness or natural unnaturalness. You see, actually, I do not believe in styles anymore. I mean, I do not believe that there is such thing as like Chinese way of fighting or the Japanese way of fighting or whatever way of fighting. So styles tends to not only separate men because they have their own doctrines and then the doctrine became the gospel truth that you cannot change, you know. But if you do not have styles, if you just say, well, here I am as a human being, how can I express myself totally and completely? Now, that way, you won't create a style, because style is a crystallization. That way, it's a process of continuing growth. That is the expression of the human body. I mean, everything. I mean, you know, not just the hand. And when you're talking about combat, when you're talking about fighting, well then, baby, you better train every part of your body. And when you do punch, now I'm leaning forward a little bit, I mean, you gotta put the whole hip into it and snap it and get all your energy in there and make this into a weapon. To me, ultimately, martial art means honestly expressing yourself. Now, it is very difficult to do. I mean, it is easy for me to put on a show and be cocky and be flooded with a cocky feeling and then feel like pretty cool and all that. Or I can make all kinds of phony things, you see what I mean? Blinded by it. Or I can show you some really fancy movement. But to express oneself honestly, not lying to oneself, and to express myself honestly, you know, that, my friend, is very hard to do. And you have to train. You have to keep your reflexes so that when you want it, it's there. When you want to move, you're moving. And when you move, you are determined to move. Not taking one inch, not anything less than that. If I want to punch, I'm gonna do it, man, and I'm gonna do it, you see? So, I mean, so that is the type of thing you have to train yourself into it, to become one with the, you think? Let's say if you learn to speak Chinese, I mean, it's not difficult to learn and speak the word. The hard thing, the difficult thing, it's behind what is the meaning, what brought on the expression and feelings behind those words. Like when I first arrived in the United States and I look at a Caucasian, and I really would not know whether he was putting me on or is he really angry, because we have different way of reacting. See, those are the difficult things, you see. I think the successful ingredient was because I was being Bruce Lee. myself, right? And just express myself, like I say, honestly express myself at that time. And I, because of that, I brought favorable mentioning, like the Chinaman, who incidentally came off quite convincingly enough to earn himself a television series and so on and so on and so forth. I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. They want me to be in a television series. I hope that the picture I am in would either explain why the violence was done, whether right or wrong or whatnot. But unfortunately, pictures, most of them here, are done mainly just for the sake of violence. You know what I mean? Like, you know, fighting for 30 minutes. Well, let me say this. First of all, the word superstar really turned me off, and I'll tell you why. Because the word star, man, it's an illusion. It's something what the public calls you. You should look upon oneself as an actor, man. I mean, you would be very pleased if somebody say, hey, man, you are a super actor. It is much better than, you know, superstar. Okay? Yeah. Yes, I have been very successful, but I do not look upon myself as a star. I really don't. I mean, believe me, man, yeah. When I say it. I mean, I'm not saying it because I'm going to do both. Because, you see, I have already made up my mind that in the United States, I think something about the Oriental, the true Oriental should be shown. You better believe it, man. I mean, it's always that pigtail and bouncing around, chop chop, you know, with the eyes slant and all that. And I think everything was started to be going into that. Unfortunately, such thing does exist in this world, you see, like, I don't know, certain part of the country, right? If a foreigner come and became a star, if I were the man with the money, I probably would have my own worry of whether or not the acceptance would be there. But that's all right, because if you honestly express yourself, it doesn't matter. Let me say this. When I do the Chinese film, I'll try my best not to be as American as I, you know, have been adjusted to for the last 12 years in the States. But when I go back to the States, it seems to be the other way around. I mean, they're trying to get me to do too many things that are really for the sake of being excited. But I do think that things of Chinese will be quite interesting for the next few years. I mean, not that I'm politically, you know, inclining toward anything, but I mean, once the opening of China, you know, I mean, that it will bring more understanding, more things that are, hey, like different, you know, and maybe in the contrast of comparison, some new thing might grow. So therefore, I mean, it's a very rich period to be in. I mean, like if I were born, let's say 40 years ago, if I have a thought in my mind, I said, boy, I'm going to star in a movie or star in a television series in America. Well, that might be a vague dream, but I think right now, maybe. You know what I want to think of myself? As a human being. Because, I mean, I don't want to sound like, you know, as Confucius say, but under the sky, under the heaven, man, there is but one family. It just so happened, man, that people are different.